If you were to ask Jesus, why did you come? Why did your Father send you? He would have given you a very direct answer. As a matter of fact, we have that answer in the New Testament, in the Bible. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it in its fullness. Now, what does that statement presume? It presumes that we don't have life to the full. Otherwise, why would he have come? He came because we don't have life to the full. Now, you might ask yourself, what in God's green earth does that mean? Here's a little way to understand it. Every human being is born with one thing psychologically. Bodily, yes, all kinds of stuff. But psychologically, one thing. And you know what that is? I want. I want. I want a hug. I want food. I want to poop. I want to be covered up. I want this. I want that. And the older they get, the more they want. I want, I want. And then, as they get older, I want. And I want. And you can take them to the toy store. I want. I want. And then when you're a teenager, I want. I want. And then you start thinking of your perfect mate. I want. I want. And then you get older. I want the American dream. I want the perfect house. I want the most beautiful wife, the most handsome husband. I want the best grandchildren. I want, I want, I want. And you know what happens with all those wants? What happens with all those wants is that ultimately you go, is that it? I thought there was, once I got what I wanted, that would have been it. But no, you get what you want, and all of a sudden, you want more, and you want more, and you want more. And the older you get, as you get older, and trust me, I am living this right now, okay? I'm going to be 67 this year. And the older you get, you still want. But you know what begins to happen? Your body begins to say, you may want, but you're getting old. And so your wants continue. But your body says, you ain't what you used to be, Buster, but you want. And your body begins to die. Every time I go to the doctor, I'm not dying or anything, so don't go around telling people that. Okay? But every time I go to the doctor, once you turn in your 60s, you're always going, I wonder what the report's going to be. I wonder what they're going to find. And you want to live. And you want, even as the ability to get becomes less and less, you want more and more. And that's when you realize all of the wants that you have ever had really came down to one want. And you know what that is? St. Augustine said it in his autobiography. He said, you have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless. Our hearts keep wanting until they rest in you. Until we have you, we don't have life to the full. We have life to the I want. Mr. Clay, in the proclamation today, sang this sentence. What good would life have been to us if Christ had not come as our Redeemer? You know what? Life would have been a huge tease if Christ had not come to bring us the hope of eternal life. Because that is the only want, the want that is at the bottom of all your wants. That want is the want for God, who is eternal life. And until you get union with God, you're going to continue wanting, and you're never going to be satisfied. Today, we celebrate the possibility, not the possibility, the certainty that Jesus came to give us life and to give it to us to the full.